I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org.
You know, Juilliard thing was just a thought. I never signed up for any paperwork or tried to get a scholarship. It was just a thought in my head, and then I got that call with Lenny, and I realized that, you know, once the kids get out of school or we finish school, we're going to be struggling to try to pick up a professional career, but I was already there. And this School of Rock with Lenny Kravitz, I was already a major, major fan of his, and I wanted to get more knowledge about that style of funk and rock, and who better to get it from than him.
I've gone from talking to walking. You touch me deep down inside.
Well, I've noticed a lot of times in the sets you've done over the years that you have an amazing ability to keep trad alive, play later forms of jazz, modern jazz, soul, funk, hip-hop, rock, and it all just seems to fit together. It doesn't feel like anything is a subgenre. Everything is all trombone shorty music.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it wouldn't work like that if I didn't have this great city to pull from inspirationally. To be able to hear that, like to be able to drive down St. Charles and hear Art Neville.
I love you, yes indeed.
Up here and playing and then drive down and hear the Reedbird Brass Band. Like, whatever I play, I really try to learn as much as I can to respect that art form and that genre of music and get as much as I can. Almost like a method actor, you know? Like, you gotta really believe in that part and do the proper amount of work it takes to understand so you can be authentic. I'm probably out of town more than I'm here, but whenever I come back, there's always some type of big ball of energy in the music community, and it's incredible. You know, I don't know most of the young musicians, and I don't even know if they're from my neighborhood or New Orleans.
That's right, you're a senior citizen now.
Yeah, that's right. I got to get the AARP card in there. But it's doing well.
Well, no, I do talk to a lot of the older guys. Some of them are worried that the city's changing more than they like.
Yeah, I mean, you know, things change. It's definitely changed in the last 10 years. You know, Tremé is not the same. And I just think that's just going to happen. And we just have to do our part to make sure that we keep intact what's important, what's the fabric and the heartbeat of the city. And I think if everything else changed, the culture would always live.
Well, another way of passing on knowledge is to start with the really young ones. And you did a book not too long ago.
Yeah.
An illustrated book.
Yeah, based on my childhood. You know, I had a band when I was about 6 years old, a trombone shorty brass band. We played all over the city for birthdays. But our office was in Jackson Square. You know, we had it as our office there. And it wasn't really about busking or whatever. It was more because we were so in love with music and tuba fats and my brother. The neighborhood was really, truly a musician village. The book is basically about the childhood and being a part of bands and learning how to be a leader at a young age and splitting up money.
Well, this is interesting because, I mean, now this is a way to reach kids all over the world. You did do soundtrack for this Peanuts movie.
Yeah. I did Mrs. Othmar,
the
teacher.
Oh, the teacher.
That nobody never sees.
Right.
It's just a voice.
Yes, Miss Othmar.
I got a bunch of mutes, like five mutes, and a plunger and different things like that.
Yes, sir.
What? The new kid is joining our class.
Do you have a feeling of being able to keep this level of intensity and energy and creativity?
I think building a career, grassroots, and just continuing to play and being passionate, I think we'll be okay.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.